Hey guys, hi and welcome back to No Source Needed with Kian, Alex and Jude.
Woohoo!
And Jude!
There's three of us now.
Just when you thought you were sick of two of us, you're sick. You can be sick of three of us.
Yeah,
now.
One more to be
it
sick
can
at.
Only go downhill from here.
Only up.
Big things coming and
big
Jude,
things coming.
You are
that's
one
me.
Of those big
I'm
things.
The big things.
You are the big thing. You're a hefty fella, yeah.
So, guys,
are we heifer, yeah?
Are we heifer, like?
How are you?
Ah, grand boy. How are you keeping?
Getting your white boy of the month. Well done.
I am certified. I think I capped it off pretty well there on Sunday at the Cork Book Fest.
Oh, yeah, you did.
As part of the Cork Book Fest. Sorry.
Me and Alex didn't go because...
We didn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, good for you.
I got to MC for the Underground Loft in the open mic showcase.
That's impressive. Hold on, Kian. Let's go.
Hold on, Kian. Is it Elizabeth Ford on this?
I seen that. It looked very medieval-y. I thought you were in the Coliseum or something. Because I was like, okay.
So the loft getting big.
What can I say? Next one on this Thursday at 8 p.m. in the Liberty Bar.
We'll see you there.
I'll see you there. Perhaps, maybe.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Mayhaps. Perchance.
Mayhaps.
You cannot just say perhaps. Perchance. Anyways. How are you, Jude?
I'm good, how are you?
How are you, member number three?
Member number three? I'm member now, guys. How do we feel about this?
It's great, we asked you,
We did the hard launch on the Instagram today, No Source Needed.
Yes, goes sick hard. At it. Sick at it, it goes hard,
we
keep saying.
We need to check the bio now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we get to add you to it.
Three degenerates.
Hosted by esteemed degenerates, Kian Walsh, Alex Redmond, and
Jude McCrossin.
Jude what?
Thunder McCross.
Thunder.
Oh, should we do middle names? Just like make up like random like adjectives for like.
There's already one that me and Jude discussed for you.
Yeah,
and
you'll see.
You will
soon.
Find that out later because today's episode we decided to delve into our creative sides. We decided that in the midst of all the essays that we need to do and all the studying that should be getting done this moment, we instead decided to write fictitious diary entries for one another.
Fictitious?
Fictitious. I mean,
I'm just reading Alex's diary.
To an extent, anyways.
This one just screams you.
So basically, I wrote one for Jude, Jude wrote one for Alex, and Alex wrote one for me. And we're going to be reading those out in a short while. Alex, how are you getting on?
I'm good. Things are good. My gut health is good.
Nice, the gastritis, man.
You've been on the gut health.
I have stress-induced gastritis, guys.
What?
And is that a big deal?
No, I'm just taking anti-nausea pills now and I'm chilling.
Damn, so how long are you on them?
Okay, get me some of those, man. That'd be sick.
And their prescription antacids, which really make you anti-acid.
I'd hope so with a name like that.
Yeah, I like being against. I'm against acid myself. I would say,
like big acid, were trying to get at me.
Yeah, big acid coming for him.
I was like sick for a few weeks and like didn't really realize I was sick. I was just like vomiting a lot or something. I didn't even realize.
Bro was casually vomiting.
I would be like, okay, now get on with my day, and I just wouldn't think about it for the rest of the day, and then like same thing the next morning.
Yeah, good thing you addressed that, I suppose.
Yeah, good thing. Then I went to the doctor. He's like, yeah, it's gastro. You're fine, and so I'm not sick now, and every other problem you have when you're not vomiting every morning really gets minimized, you know what I mean?
That's fair.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Alex, are you pregnant? Are you okay?
He is with child.
I should name the child Budweiser.
Come on, guys.
That's an inside joke. I don't know.
It could be inside. We'll probably get there at some point.
A little Coors Light Red Bull.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just Coors.
Like, is it okay to name your firstborn child after your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Yeah.
Do you think I could get away with Lil Murphy's Walsh?
That's Lil Murphy's Walsh.
Like, you know,
Murphy as
Beamish
a
Walsh,
like, first name.
Beamy Walsh.
Boy, like.
Beamy Walsh.
Beamy Walsh. Beamy Walsh sounds like an insult.
Desperado Walsh. Old fashioned Walsh.
Sex on the beach Walsh.
I was thinking it too.
Sorry.
Long Island iced tea Walsh.
Screwdriver Walsh.
Porn star Martini McCrossin.
Oh, okay, guys.
Okay.
One more.
Okay, so with that little catch-up session done, we're going to get into the diary. I was going to say the dietary entries. I'm thinking about your gastritis again. The diary entries in just one moment. First up on the list for the songs today is Float On by Modest Mouse. Hope you enjoy.
It's 4:05.
Yeah. Float On like by Modest song. Mouse. All hope right, you liked all it. All right. So yeah, we are going to get into the first of the diary entries, and it is the one that Alex wrote for me, and I am...
And I think it really reflects your character well, Cian. I tried to capture the essence.
Oh my God, I just read one part. No way am I saying that. What? You, oh my God.
Is it the mom part?
Yes.
You gotta
just
read it.
Just preface it, like, I wrote this about you, so...
Okay, I'm yeah. leaving, I'm taking the...
But she is.
I'm taking that part out of it.
She That's is. Not nice.
I don't care. I'm
now
not
you're insulting your mum.
You saying she's not beautiful?
I'll say beautiful instead. Okay, anyways.
Instead of what?
So, this is this is you. My diary through Alex Redmond's eyes. So, dearest diary, I woke up today as I always do, wearing my denim PJs and Doc Martens slippers. I felt safe in bed with my dearest. She makes me feel safe, warm and all fuzzy inside as I breathe. As I breathe her in, time stops. What?
As I breathe her in, time stops is what I meant to say.
As I breathe her in, time stops. Okay, commas, matter, man. It is just the two of us and nothing else is real. I love you, I whisper softly. I love you, pouch of Amberley. I skip out of bed and down to the kitchen to surprise my beautiful mother, Maureen, has a lovely breakfast for my rumbling rumbling tummy. One hard-boiled egg, open bracket, no salt, it is too spicy on my poor tongue, close bracket. My mouth burns really easily. But salt in the right quantity is fabulous. And a bottle of Desperado, she gets it. I just wish I got it. I wish I got myself. Oh boy, here comes my first tears of the day. It's gonna be okay. Then, diary, get this. Alex rings me. And just when I thought it was gonna be a good day, Alex rings me. After boy breakfast, I get dressed into my daytime. After boy breakfast, I get dressed into my daytime denim and daytime Doc Martens. I walk outside with pep and glee and walk over to my fair-pacing confidential.
What?
Fair-pacing confidently with my hairline lagging not far behind me. I go to the car to drive to college and then remembered that I failed my driving test and have to take the bus. Oh well. The bus it is. I get onto the bus and listen.
Sounds like ER.
I get onto the bus and listen to my favorite song in the whole world, Shotgun by George Ezra. I can't help but sing to myself. Sing as much as my tobacco has tarnished my lungs. Kian sings, time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick with me and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you'll know where I'll be.
Where will you be?
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the Hudson, feeling like the someone. Oh, oh. Anyways, thanks, Cormac. I get to college to be greeted by my bestest friends in the whole world. In the hole is what you just actually typed out. My two crutches, my two supports, but only I could get. But before I could get to them, I was interrupted by Alex and Jude. The steam team are here and stuff is about to get crazy. Give me
what,
an S.
You're in a full fan fiction here. What are you up to, Alex?
Give me an S. Give me a T. Give me an E.
E.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an M.
F.
Go steam team. I try to match their energy, but to be honest, these two exhaust me more than trying to do these 3,000 word essays 2 hours before the deadline does. Alex was crying again, something about, will I ever find true love or something or some another.
That's so, so real.
To be honest, I saw now when he pipes up with his big bobblehead. I just give him a rollie out of Ambi. That's what I call my lovely pouch. And he shuts up like a baby who's been given their bottle. You do! You do, dude.
And he does know.
College was fine, I guess.
Oh, it gets weird.
I'm back in my bat cave. That's what I call my bedroom. I stare at the Homelander posters and jam on my mom's friend's guitar when suddenly Alex slaps someone at a Christmas tune. A song comes on. Whether or not it goes well, whether or not I can tell, whether or not I can see, I am me, and that's okay. I am happy, I am me, I am happy just to be, and the world on its days is truly one of song and glee.
This could have gone without 200 words.
Anyway, go on, good luck. I'm gonna go talk to some emo something or another. Now life is good and I am truly him. Alex, well done.
That was something. I don't know if I'm clapping that. I don't know. It's
600 words.
Zero need.
Yeah. That was something. All right.
A nice song. How accurate do you think it is to yourself?
To like me on any given day.
You on any given day.
To be honest with you, it got so lifelike at a point. I actually thought I thought I was just reciting yesterday, to be honest.
So, yeah, no, this is, I think it was on brand more so for you two. I guess I burst into song and dance as much as the next guy, but that was really something. So thank you, Alex.
You're welcome,
Kate. I appreciate it. I needed that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Two is reading now. What are we?
Song break, and then another one. I think
we'll move into our next song. Next
sorry,
song.
Guys, I'm not experienced as you guys. Sorry. Sorry, my bad.
Dude,
sorry.
I'm excited for you to read yours. It is my greatest creation. I had a play written in the Everyman, and I genuinely think this was better. So,
weird flex.
Next up is Everybody Talks by the Neon Trees. Enjoy.
Sorry, we had a technical difficulty.
Alex doesn't know what songs you're allowed to play on the radio. Any suggestions, Lance? Actually,
anything.
Let's go for Fluorescent Adolescent.
Okay, Fluorescent Adolescent by the, what are they called again?
Arctic Monkeys.
Is it the
Tundra Ips?
It's like the Antarctic.
Okay,
whatever.
Put them on. Used to be a rascal. That was Fluorescent Adolescent by Arctic Monkeys. Rascal time.
419.
Yes. So we have a very, very good one coming up now. I think it's good because I wrote it.
He wrote it, yeah. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. So Jude, if you would be happy to take it away.
I'm scared of this already. So I just see Jude's diary and it looks very nice. It's very well written. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Okay. Dearest darling thought bucket. That's... accurate thing that I would call my diary. There has been much rattling my little baby brain as of the past few sunrise cycles. That's so real. I feel myself not being able to not feeling the same relief. It would help if I could read. Not feeling the same relief from a warm candlelit bath serenaded by Phoebe Bridgers and hydrated by Miller. I do that. Instead, I find myself with an urge to listen to rap music while I take lukewarm 3-minute showers where I don't bother to really clean myself. This is just a slander campaign. I don't bother to clean myself, and which I also drink from it. So I drink from my bath, which I drink from. It makes no sense seeing as warm baths remind me of my beautiful girlfriend Leah, and rap music has always made me feel uncomfortable and overall afraid. I have also not worn my white boy genius t-shirt for 2 weeks because I now believe it makes me look fat and fat and camp. Paradoxically, I've grown to enjoy plain black t-shirt. Are you making me like emo? Plain black t-shirts like the ones Keen wears, perhaps. And a paradigm shift I have been undergoing is due to the recent realization that Keen is the coolest. I love Keen. He is the best. The only thing that I hold against him is that he introduced me to Alex. Silver lining, though, now I get to be on No Source Needed with Keen and the other guy. I can't stop thinking about Keen and how great he is. Is this what you want? I admire the cold exterior he upholds while still being the most emotionally evolved and intelligent person I know. The way he so seamlessly contrast that fumbling moron with a funny walk inspires me to be a better man. You're the guy with the funny walk. What do you say? He recently gave me some advice. I told him that I felt I needed to pick up my act. Keen told me one cannot pick up their act any more than they can pick up their own breath, for it is our task to exhale. He actually said this to me. It wasn't the group chat. I was like, yeah.
We were dumbfounded.
I promptly wet myself upon hearing that. The last time I felt such an impasse was not my recent quartet, but I don't need to elaborate on that any further. No comment. What I would like to elaborate on is how much rap music is used to scare so very much. Now it makes me feel tough. Okay. Some final points for today's entry. As mentioned, I felt fat. Can't you say that?
Yeah.
Genius t-shirt, and thus I've decided to start taking my physical appearance more seriously. I think my forearms could be much larger and defined. And now this gave me a flashback to Keen feeling my forearms earlier when writing this. So this is where that came from. Along with this, my thighs, although from my running days, those things chaff like a mother effer. Secondly, I should stop being vegetarian. Who gives a heck about animals and how they're treated? Finally, I've just decided to write a list of my favorite...
Your favorite what?
My favorite Jeffries in history, and it will shock you. Stay tuned tomorrow. How do we feel about that?
That's accurate.
But when it was accurate, holy, it was accurate. When it was good, it was good. When it was bad, well, it was my favorite Jeffries in history bad.
Go on, rattle some off.
The list will shock you. Number 3, you will not believe.
I was
about
to say number 3.
So, Jude, what did you think?
I thought it was good. It's not what I expected.
Yeah.
he did surprise me. But
what I was trying to say was that when you wear, basically in this version of you, when you wear the Boy Genius t-shirt, you feel fat and camp.
Fat and camp. Interesting. I was going to wear it today. So happy I didn't.
Damn.
I'm so happy.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I'm very proud of that, I have to say.
Nah, well done, Keen. That was good. Yeah, sorry, great writing, Jude.
So now we have Alex. We need a song break first.
Jude, I believe there's a song that you've been wanting to play all day.
Do you have it up?
Oh, it's up right now for you, babe.
Oh, this is the Hex Girls and Who Is It By?
Is it Moon Sisters and Nostalgia Girls?
Yes, it should be something like that.
Or Scatoon Network?
That's probably the first one.
Okay, so this is Hex Girl. If you are familiar with Scooby-Doo and the really bad ones in it, then
hey.
you'll know exactly what this is about.
30.
And we're back.
We're back. It is 4:26.
Oh my god, that's so crazy. Yeah. So what's going on, guys? What have you been up to since?
Since we listened to those 2 minutes ago.
And the Girls. Hey, Scooby, what a movie. Okay, now we have Alex.
Alex,
he's going to read his diary entry as written by Jude. Enjoy that. Please don't blame my spelling mistakes.
I fixed a few of them. Don't worry.
Oh god, lads. You serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on, put the snus away, lock
in. Did you spell check me?
This is Alex's diary according to Jude. Monday. I swear she's the one, diary. Keen and Jude have put doubts into my mind, dear diary.
You have to read the top.
Oh, sorry. Oh my god. Lord Redmond's journal, fumble number 114. Monday, I swear she's the one, diary. Keen and Jude have put doubts into my mind, dear diary, but I know this time I'm not making it up. To have you understand, I'll recall my tale of woe. Okay, dear diary, picture this. Oh my god. I was waiting at line at the sushi stall that was on campus when this angelic goddess of a woman appeared before me. I was dumbstruck. I mean, dear diary, I was flabbergasted at the sight of this beautiful Bjorn in front of me.
Because that's the way you say it.
Yeah, you say that's Bjorn. The way you say it.
She asked me for my order. She just asked me for my order. Can you believe it, guys? She asked me for my order. There was a line of people in front, but she asked me for... If it could be my jawline, girl sent a comment on that. When?
Exactly, I just making it.
Then again, I was next in line, which was what Jude and Keena said. They just don't understand. I operate in the realm of passion. They would never get this. What makes them laugh makes me chuckle. What makes them cry makes me bawl.
Weep.
In a way, I'm a visionary that many wouldn't understand. Gosh, dear diary, I'm getting sidetracked. What am I like? Anyways, she asked me for my order and I tell her what I want. No point in getting into it here, for I'm just a connoisseur when it comes to sushi, so I'll move on. What the hell you guys want to hear? I approach the table with caution, eyeing up the menu with a mixture of curiosity and apprehension. Would the chef's skills meet my exacting standards? Would the ingredients be impeccably fresh? These questions swirled in my mind as I perused the menu.
You would peruse a menu as well.
Each item got seemingly more enticing than the last. In the end, I opted for the omakase.
I knew he'd be able to say it.
A chef's choice selection that relinquished control over my meal. The culinary expertise of another. I'd talk to you about what omakase is. That's not... It was a leap of faith, one that I seldom take in matters of gastronomy. Anyway, in the sea of people, she had decided to ask me first. This has to mean something. It can't be nothing. How often does a guy get sushi? This type of stuff only happens in movies. There's no way this isn't something.
I can't. Just end with, please, 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 please.
Your future family depends on it. Everything.
I just made you into Joe Goldberg.
I would analyze everything you ever loved and become it. I would be who you love. Please, 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 please.
One last bit at the end as well?
Oh, there is. I forgot about that. God.
Scroll down.
I, Alexander, shaky legs, Paul Redmond. My dad was not an architect. Oh my god.
How do you think about that? What do you
that
think?
That was horrific, boys.
No, I thought that was good.
Well, that was crack, man.
Don't insane. Mind the what does Ashgan...
what does Ashwagandha do to your body on Jude's laptop?
That's my work. It's my private work. Don't need to know about that. So what do we think, Alex? Was that accurate?
No, it wasn't accurate.
Oh
no.
I thought that was spot on.
I thought we got you to a T, like.
Yeah.
You took the fact I'm a hopeless romantic and made me like Godzilla of hopeless romantic.
Hopeless anyway. Okay, guys, let's brighten it up. For Alex. And you said I didn't go hard enough on him.
No, I thought you could have gotten more, to be honest, but...
Poor Alex.
He's
just our little guy.
He's just a little dainty fella.
Like the food parts. I liked how you got into detail about that. You really got my food lore there.
ChatGPT'd that part, man.
I don't know how to talk about sushi.
ChatGPT nailed
it. I just wanted to make you sound like a pretentious sushi nerd. It worked.
It'd make him sound like Alex Shaky Legs Redmond.
Alex Shaky Redmond.
Braxia reference, obviously.
Whatever do you mean?
Oh.
Alex Shaky Legs Redmond.
That's him.
Wow.
Guess who added that part?
Me!
I'm in shock. Twas I. And awe at that.
It wasn't that bad.
It was brilliant. It was very funny.
Who do we think was the most accurate out of those three? I think Keane's was accurate.
Yeah, Keane's was accurate.
Yeah, no, I think he. I mean, again, the parts I got right about you were fairly
the
spot
Phoebe
on.
The Phoebe Bridgers in a bath.
Yeah.
You know?
Them being somewhat resemblant of the wonderful love and care you receive from your romantic endeavor, you know, it's amazing.
Little disclaimer, I've never said any of the things that Jude wrote that I allegedly said.
That is a just joke.
Yeah. But Jesus.
I'm very proud of us guys. No, I think
we're creative little boys, aren't we?
Something. I don't know.
Yeah, we have a certain level of We got something anyways.
We need a song break to regroup after.
Oh dear lordy lordy lord. Is there, I'm just gonna go on to my own Spotify. See what's good.
He's
there.
Going on his own Spotify. He's going rogue guys.
I'm going
he's
rogue going lads.
I picked a song after that, and he started to go rogue. Don't make the song. What?
Can I pick the song after having to read?
Yeah,
that?
You can. Yeah,
of course, sweetheart.
Yeah, okay. Let's go for.
Wait, no, I was gonna pick one for
okay,
me. Pick
after. One
yeah, of course.
You said after. To be fair.
All right. I'm in between a few ones right now. I'm gonna go for the neighbor to the neighborhood number two by Arcade Fire. Shout out Emily Dallery. We had a funny joke about the neighborhood, not the neighborhood. Arcade Fire. Okay. And we're back. That was back. Neighborhood Hashtag 2 by Arcade Fighter. What is up with my tongue today, guys?
What's the deal with Keane's tongue?
So bad.
Oh, terrible.
No wonder you guys needed me on.
Yeah, because that's what this needs. A third voice. Okay. A third guy.
I'm going to voice an idea for the rest of the show live on air. Okay.
Unvetted suggestions.
Okay. How about... Oh, no, this could go really badly, but how about we ask general topic questions and we answer as another host of No Source Needed?
I could do that.
Okay.
I think that'd be good.
I think we can manage. Okay.
Okay. Should I get some questions up?
Get some general questions up right now. Do we interchange who's who, or do we stick with one person?
Yeah, we interchange. Like you say, okay, I'm going to be blank when I answer this, and then you...
Okay, so we hear the question after we choose who we are.
Yeah. Or we could just, like, we could also do, like, a who's most likely to hear, like, who, you know?
Mm. We can do that in the next 10 minutes, the last 10 minutes.
Okay, Alex.
He's got this planned out as of...
on air.
Yeah, planned out as of, like, a second ago.
They are boogieing out there.
Okay, I looked
it's
up.
Good to see.
Today.
It's good to see. You know what you don't see? A lot of, like, there's not enough dancing and boogieing out in the street these days. What happened to flash mobs?
You know, I always wondered that. I genuinely don't know.
They died in
the
financial crisis.
You would bring everything back to the recession, wouldn't you? God. Can you
that
do...
Man, that man... That man's never known a recession. Recession hit us badly. We could only afford two helicopters.
We only made it out to Riviera twice that year, man.
Man, we had to cut the ski trip to 3 weeks. It was crazy. We had to get a shuttle bus, man.
We had to go to the French Alps.
Ugh. We're used to Swiss, the Gruyere region.
I don't like you.
Okay, I got the questions.
Okay.
So, these are deep questions to ask your friends.
Deep.
Maybe you're looking to get to know your friends better. Here's some deep questions to ask your friends.
Okay, I choose to be Alex.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't know we could do that. I choose to be Jude.
What? You just want to give your own personal opinion, man.
Okay, go on.
Okay, Alex.
Okay.
If you could change things...
She want me.
Fans.
Give for Alex a break.
Okay, Alex, if you could change one thing about your life, what would it be?
I have to say, I wish I could just wear these cargos without getting judgment from Kian all the time. I love them so very much, but I love Kian more, and I can't figure out what's more.
You're into me and Alex, like, being in love with you.
Well, yeah. Like, I know it's true.
It's a common theme.
I am the North Star of this little three-way, so...
Does that mean you're calling it that now? We're not calling it that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think Alex, or how Alex would answer that question is, I was going to go the same route and just say, I really hope Kian likes me.
That's not changing something about my life.
It would be. Just kidding, man. You are all right.
You're cool. You're cool.
I will be Jude for this next question.
Okay. What do you think of mindfulness?
Personally, I think it's ridiculous and people should get over their problems rather than actually look into them and look to soul search any bit. Realistically, your problems don't matter. That's what I think Jude would say.
The same Jude that does yoga.
The same vegetarian yoga boy.
I think you got him right.
Yeah, I think you got him right.
I heard he's been like the third host of the No Source Needed.
I heard.
Are you Jude?
I am, yes.
Jude, where's your accent?
I forgot to put it on, no! The facade is off.
Yeah.
The mask has been lifted. I'm actually from Boar Boy Close in Mayfield.
Mayfield?
I'm from Lodenegg.
Okay, moving on. If someone asked, who are you? What would your answer be?
Okay, can I be Kian for this
Come
one?
Come on.
I don't know, buy a me. I don't know, me, like.
I'll be Kian for this. Would you like to know?
just Kian.
If I knew, I'd tell you, like. God. Oh, I'll kill you, Alex. I'll kill you.
Why did Brent insert himself? Self-inserting himself into the fat fiction.
Oh, God. Okay, if I was Alex answering that question, what's the question again? If someone asked me,
if someone asked you, who are you? How would you answer?
I'm that guy.
I'm him.
I am that guy.
Depend on the day, Alex would say, yeah, I'm him.
He's either I'm that guy, or he'd be like, it doesn't matter.
And it does depend day to day. Like, you know what I mean?
You'd go as far as to say, our.
Yeah. And then, okay, Jude, if you were answering that question, I'm going for something along the lines of, someone asked, I'm Jude McCrossan. Someone asked me, who am I? I say, you know, whoever you need.
Why am I like this handyman for you? What is this?
You are, mate. You're a handy fella.
Interesting.
Interesting
choice of words. Give us another question, Alex.
Okay. I'm going to choose who you are for this question.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay, Jude, you are Cian.
Oh. Yes.
What's one thing you believe in that's kind of weird?
Hygiene? I know. It's a questionable topic. But me, Cian Walsh, I actually like a little bit. I shower a couple of times a week.
That's fantastic.
Okay, Jude, how would you answer?
The boogeyman. I see him at the end of my bed.
Don't even. Come on, guys. Not a personal attack.
I hug me stuffed animals very tightly.
All four of them.
Okay, Cian, you're going to answer this question as Alex.
Fantastic.
What do you like about me?
Who am I asking that? Yeah.
Okay, no, Alex asked you that question. What do you like about me?
You're fishing for compliments using the podcast.
No, I'm not. No, I think that's something I'd ask you. So you're Jude. I asked you that. What do you like about me?
What do I like about Alex?
Yeah, Cian, you're Jude. What? Jude, you're Cian. What do you like about me? Go.
You're good, crack. Like,
I suppose I like the cargos. If that makes you feel any better. Is it all about the cargos? Is that where we got this? Alex, is that what it's coming back to, man? Wear them.
Wear them.
They look fab.
Oh,
those ones.
Yeah, no, other ones.
Yeah, I was thinking the other one.
I am wearing them.
I'm getting, I don't know, is that Chappelle Rowan? H-O-T, sorry. I'm sorry I got distracted by the outside world. I will not do that again, guys. They are boogieing, and I'm laughing at it. Yeah,
we're really testing you by putting you in a big glass box for an hour.
I know. It's crazy. Poor I'm just, there's so many things to go around and do. Not enough time to
so
do
so many adventures to have.
Which chipmunk are we all?
I'm Theodore.
You're Simon.
Yeah.
I'm Alvin.
Why is he Alvin?
Because it's you're because
you have glasses. I'm definitely Theodore.
Why does everyone go back to you have glasses when it comes to the chipmunks? I don't care if I have glasses. I've got a personality.
Yeah, that's another thing about Simon's personality, and we'll tell you you're not Simon then.
He likes the color blue.
Are you not
does
a fan?
Or did Alvin just tell him to wear
I'm
blue?
I'm not a fan.
What if he likes red, but Alvin had red, so he had to pick blue?
That is that's something what happens. I would do that.
Yeah.
If we rocked up, we were both
no,
wearing.
No, I feel like I'd just match with you, and you
like,
wouldn't.
You can tell Theodore
like
likes green. Like you can just tell.
He's a green boy.
You
he's
can
a green
tell
boy.
Nobody wanted green, and Theodore felt bad for green.
Yeah,
that's what happened. Theodore doesn't actually like green, but he felt bad that nobody else wanted that color, and that's the type of guy Theodore
so
is.
So he picked green.
Okay, Ninja Turtle. Who are we?
I'm Michelangelo.
I want to say you're Mikey.
I've never watched the Turtles.
I think you're you know what, in fairness to him, he's Leonardo.
What's Leonardo?
Yeah, he's kind of the leader.
What?
Yeah.
Why was bro was shocked?
I'm a group leader.
Oh, no, not the brain rot.
You're Donatello.
Aaron, what the Sigma?
Chat, is this real?
Is
Alex group leader? Did he take over Blue Tyke? Did he? Chat. Did Turkish Quandale take over Blue Tyke?
Oh, I hate this.
Song break.
We're going to do who's most likely to have to.
Okay, this
chat,
is
chat, I am group leader, and as group leader I pick
On the Luna by Falls.
Oh yeah, it was my song.
we share.
It is. It's romantic when we share a mic.
And that was Aunt Luna by Fools.
It is 4:50.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, and Rosie's here. So
I have joined. I've spawned into the No Source Needed Realm once again. Every time I've been on air, I've been with one of you guys for the past month.
That would be how it goes, yeah.
Blackbird.
Yeah, but it's actually becoming codependent. Like, I can't do this. I can't do my job unless you're here.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, yeah.
How's that?
I don't know if that's a good thing. I think we are encouraging. We are.
Well,
helpful.
You did get me that viral moment.
I did.
Now
you're welcome.
I owe the rest of my career to you.
Finally. Whoa. Getting my do come up.
Anyways, that's not why I'm here. I'm here because I am going to be hosting the rest of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Jude is new. I'm new. Yeah, this is our trial period.
Guess Rosie's a host now.
Yeah, one of us. After this, one of you's going to go. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's like me. Everyone knows that three doesn't last. You need a fourth.
Aw, that's nice. Okay.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, okay, so we're doing Most Likely To, are we?
Yeah.
Yes.
And these are the 141 hilarious Most Likely To questions.
Hilarious.
From gohen.com.
Quick plug. Thank you for sponsoring this episode.
No sources.
Lol. Okay, so number one. Most likely to get an embarrassing tattoo.
Kid.
I have one, so. Yeah.
It's a nice trident.
Yeah.
Will you be expanding? Cool, or is these a quick fire?
I think, okay, bit of context. Yeah, I have a trident tattoo that I share with two other people. And then we call
Percy Jackson.
And then, nope, not even anything to do
Ariel?
With this. Nope. Just got it.
Aquaman.
It was my buddy's. Aquaman. It was my buddy's birthday. I paid for his. It was my present to him, and I got the matching one along with another guy. So forever, henceforth, we are the Trident triplets, and that is really embarrassing to say out loud.
No, because that's three. Again, the number three is coming up. You're adding in a third. This is all coming full circle, and I think that it means it's a really good sign for No Source Needed.
Then I'm glad I have this really stupid tattoo.
Most likely to become a crazy cat lady.
Alex.
Just a,
I just get like parrots.
A question
or
that's demeaning to women. So,
oh,
crazy cat person.
Yeah,
Alex.
Crazy cat person.
Yeah, I would Alex. Be a crazy cat person, but with parrots instead of cats.
You're a bird guy.
Yeah. You'd have ferrets.
That's
weird. Oh, I would. Used to have ferrets.
Did you? You did,
I did
not.
Used to have ferrets.
Ain't no way.
Yes, and they would bite my hand so bad.
One time, a ferret ran up my pants leg.
Oh, wow. I hope I don't, yeah.
That's awesome.
They didn't do that to me.
But they're cute.
They're cool. They're kind of
like
very long.
I hate birds personally.
I like birds. They're unassuming. They don't think a lot. And you just know what you get with them.
Bit like yourself, huh?
Yeah, of course.
They're flappy and uncontrollable.
I have been compared to a pigeon once.
You walk like one.
You can
one.
Be flappy.
Yeah. I can be flappy, thank you, Rose.
Most likely to eat something off the ground.
Jude.
Yeah,
he's
done
so
it.
Jude.
He's done it.
And
Jude is most likely to eat part of the ground.
Yeah.
That was like twice.
Didn't he eat drywall?
Yeah.
When was this told?
This would come up, I
did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. I listened to that episode.
Your house was gone in Donegal. Let's build a new one, man. The Waddle & Daub house was eaten.
5 second rule, man.
They built an extension because Jude was hungry.
Do you believe in the 5 second rule if the food is good enough?
Yeah, because it builds your immune system.
I think if no one's looking, there is no time limit, to be honest.
Wow.
If
you can change,
so.
You can be like, 1 minute rule.
Yeah. No one's around. No one's going to correct me.
If a tree falls in a forest, am I right?
Am I right? Theseus's ship.
Most likely to give their kid an unusual name.
Jude.
Stop that.
Budweiser McCrossin.
No, I would not name
Bud
it
Bud Light McCrossin.
Rosie, if you were to name your child after your favourite alcoholic beverage, what would it be?
Desperados. I'm just trying to plug in as many references to the show as I can.
Desperado or burn.
Yeah.
La Vie en Desperado.
La Vie en Desperado.
I used to know someone who's turning. Actually, no, that's doxing.
Doxing?
Okay, most likely to get arrested for urinating in public.
Me.
I think me.
Nah, dude, I've been close. Wow.
What's the weirdest place you've urinated?
My own back garden.
I've
done that, I'd say.
Why?
Isn't it?
But why?
It's just outside, and I was like, I'm not going in.
But why?
Alex, the toilet's so close.
That's why it's so weird. Like,
it's right there.
Yeah, but I've done it.
Okay. Behind the shed of a member of the European Parliament.
Whoa. That's pointed.
What?
Yes.
I know the member of the European Parliament.
Mine's yes, an Italian do. Vineyard.
It's my constituency.
Respect. So, respect. Yeah, there's pissing some wine somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Nice.
Well, I feel like it's very Lana Del Rey of me.
I feel like the cemetery's pretty bad.
Actually, yeah. I shouldn't say that I've done that. Yeah. Well,
I didn't say I did. I just said that, you know?
Yeah, theoretically, the cemetery wouldn't be a great spot, would it?
Not if it's, like, it's not in use, hypothetically.
Is it bad, though? They don't know.
Rosie?
Question, please.
Most likely to lock themselves out of the house.
Alex?
Oh, I've done
Alex
it. I did it yesterday. I never bring my key. What do you do then? I just don't bring my key places.
But what do you do when you're locked out of the house? You just stay there, like?
No, I he call pisses my, outside. My dad.
That's such, like, scrub behavior.
And we know something about Rosie. She don't want no scrubs.
I just don't bring my key and it to the annoyance of everyone in my family.
Bro's just sitting on the doorstep.
No, I just ring my dad and be like, hey, can you come let me in? And he's like, oh, Alex, you.
Why, you little...
Ah, oh, sport, come on, man.
Did that call you sport?
No, he doesn't. He calls me Alex.
Oh, yikes. Alexander.
Somebody wants to name their kid Champion and Champ for short.
Champ McCrossin.
Champ McCrossin.
Why does it have to be McCrossin?
It is McCrossin, isn't it?
Champ Walsh. It just
Walsh
doesn't
work. Champ, yeah. Redmond. No.
Most likely to pull a sickie due to a hangover.
Kian.
Me.
Kian. Next question.
Most likely to order a takeaway in the next 24 hours.
Alex, because he has
Alex them. Orders them, then forgets about them and goes to sleep.
Yeah, I did that a few weeks ago.
Did you?
Like, yeah. Like 50 euros worth of food outside his door. But didn't eat it because it mattered.
And I couldn't even leave him in. He had no key, man.
No, like, I ordered a takeaway and what happened was the restaurant had closed as the order was going through. So the order went through at 3 o'clock the next day.
All right.
Oh, my God, that happened to me before too.
Yeah. And they rang me while I was in the library and they're like, hi, Alex. And I was like, hi.
We're outside. We have your spice bag.
And they're like, your satay is outside. And I was like, I ordered a satay.
Outside the bull?
I ordered a satay last night. What are you talking about? And like, yeah, the order went through. You ordered at 3 p.m. I said, no. I ordered 10 o'clock last night. That's bad service. You're not getting a tip.
Alex Redmond doesn't tip. Yeah. First.
He hates it.
Most likely to say something stupid on a first date.
Me.
Me.
Alex. Me and Alex. And to be fair, Jude.
Yeah, to be fair, mate. Probably.
What's the stupidest thing you said on a first date?
So on one date, I remember a waiter comes over. He's like, are you ready to order? To which I promptly responded, yes, no, maybe. What do you think?
Oh, kid.
Tell you what he thinks.
He.
Did he tell you?
The girl I was on the date with, you mean?
Oh, sorry.
God, wow. Mine was, yeah, I can rock climb.
Rock climb.
Call back. Jude, what's the worst thing you said on a date?
I'm fumbling words and, you know, other things.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
I feel that.
Not a lot. Yeah. I'm perfect.
I think one time I said, yeah, I showered. How about you?
You had to ask.
I don't know why that came out. She was like, yeah, I was like, sick. Baller. Or
you pull up to a first date and key
actually worst one. Well, I think the worst one, now this was obviously context because it came up, but how did your dad die? That was not my best work.
Most likely to own the most pets.
Too many parrots.
Most likely to lose their phone on a night out.
Alex.
Fun story. Yeah, in Germany I went missing. And
put on milk cartons and all.
I lost my phone.
Put them on beer cartons, beer bottles.
I went to a different city without realizing I was going to a different city. So I woke up the next morning in a different city. With no phone. And I'll leave it there.
It went well. So it was a fun good night for Alex. He made his way
Are
home.
Are you the
eventually.
Eldest child?
No, youngest.
Huh. This episode's changing my view of you a little bit. Most likely to snore so badly their partner sleeps on the sofa.
Me, probably.
You don't snore that often.
You don't know. Also, it is 5 o'clock, by the way.
Oh.
It is 5 o'clock.
Oh.
One more question.
The final question. Most likely to date two guys at once.
Kian.
Alex.
Kian. Kian.
All right. So, this has been No Source Needed with Kian, with Alex, and with Jude.
And with Jude.
And with Rosie. Rosie.
The fuck? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, wow.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Jude, for joining us. We're happy to have you on board.
I'm on board.
You're on board.
Let's go.
Take it easy.
Goodbye.